When you look at the statistics from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation in relation to the numbers of Donegal people who found themselves on trolleys in 2017, it's really horrendous. It's almost 5,000 of our people, double the numbers from 2016. So we have a real crisis. And when we're talking about trolley numbers, we're talking about usually mostly elderly people, people who are very ill, people who are in great distress, who are not getting the medical care and attention they need through no fault of the doctors and nurses at Letterkenny, but purely because there isn't enough beds. So I find it shocking that I have to again raise this issue of the Letterkenny Hospital's appeal for those 19 beds in the short stay ward to be reopened with the necessary nurses and staff appointed.
And as 36 people await admission to the hospital today, you're hopeful that the Health Minister will himself be present tomorrow to give some answers.
Well, I'm really hoping that the Minister for Health shows up tomorrow. I mean, again and again, be it in the Dáil and the Shannon, we've seen a situation where the Minister for Health sends in a junior minister to read out a statement from his department. It's really frustrating. So I'm hoping that tomorrow the minister himself comes in, that we can have an exchange, that he can understand directly from me what the situation is, what the crisis is in Letterkenny, and why he needs to intervene and urgently allocate the money that the hospital has requested. That will be a solution that will greatly help to address the current crisis. But in the long term, we need fairness and we need an end to funding discrimination for Letterkenny Hospital.